honestly, Ren, can you imagine the terms that the league laid out to the players in, you know, is in order to hold this season? Can you actually imagine this falling apart over those terms? Can you imagine this league disappearing? No. And the players saying, okay, well, you know, the players saying, no, we're not going to accept that. We're going to not get paid for a year. Or the people running the league, even the guys who are going to lose money, saying the NHL is going to vanish from everyone's consciousness for, 14 months. They're going to bleed a ton of money here. And you're right about the impact down the road. And all of those things are absolutely true. But I still can't see a scenario where they don't play.
Well, you know what? You use the word vanish. Honestly, right now, you look at pro sports in general, it vanished already. It's already gone. I look at the ratings for the Masters during the weekend. It was a disaster. You're going to say, well, it was at the same time on Sunday as some, football games and the NFL games. I'm okay with it, but those games weren't good. The good games were at 4 p.m., not at 1. Anyway, doesn't matter. I feel like if there's a time to take a timeout, it's right now. The focus is elsewhere. People are thinking about their health financially, how they're struggling, how they want to make sure that they'll be okay. Yes, you need some entertainment in your life. That's what the league expected. That's what every broadcaster is expected in July, in August, saying, well, you know what? We're going to be okay. People are going to watch. They didn't watch. That's the reality. They didn't watch. So you're asking me, what's on the table right now? Is it enough to say we're going to cancel the season over that? If you're asking the players to put more escrow in the last three seasons of the CBA, the answer to that is yes. I don't think the players are going to accept that no matter what. That discussion will be really, really short. We're not paying more escrow in that CBA. That's the reality. But if you want to defer more money, is it going to be another 13% to 16%? I am not convinced that it will work. Can it be a lower percentage? Probably. If you're going to 13%, are you going to give something back to the players? That's possible too. There is a way to get a deal done. It's really possible. I'm positive. Even if yesterday was not a good day, it doesn't matter. I think the league right now, and it's smart, they're pushing the envelope. They did that before with the players, and it worked. You can push that envelope again to see if it's going to stick. It's not sticking. So it doesn't mean that it's not going to work.
Ren, good stuff, my friend. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah,
stay safe.
Stuff. Thanks, Ren.
And I just want to mention this. I hope hockey is going to be back. I'm not saying I don't want any hockey. I'm just saying, guys, that if they're playing this year, the impact won't be necessarily positive in the long run. That's the only thing that I'm saying.
That's a good argument.
That's a good argument, Ren. Thank you for this.
All right. Yep. Take care.